and it's been almost 100 years since there was a total eclipse that went all the way across the country.
Joel Bryant works in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Ball State. Knowing full well the special sunglasses would be in short supply, Bryant and his colleagues got creative.
Instead of looking through the viewer, let the viewer project an image of the sun and the eclipse on a screen here.
Bryant brought a telescope to Ball State's eclipse viewing party. The viewfinder of the telescope was wrapped in a white material. When the telescope was pointed to the sun, it projected an image of the eclipse onto that white material that was perfectly safe to look at with the naked eye. Tom McConnell from Ball State's biology department had an even simpler way of viewing the eclipse safely.
We're using binoculars to capture an image and project it onto a white piece of paper so we can look at the image rather than the sun itself.
Some tried using their phones to see the eclipse, but that could damage the phone's cameras. Both McConnell and Brian's setups drew a small audience, but both were also hoping to give people a chance to see the eclipse while protecting their phones and their eyes. In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.